Good morning. This is Pastor Hank. I want to welcome you to Central Christian Center. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Honored first-time attenders and cherished members, we are so glad that you're here. Whatever you need, I believe God's already provided it for you, and it's our desire today to help you receive from Him. Let's just enjoy the presence of God and receive what God has for us today. Praise the Lord. Oh, glory to God. Isn't God good? I said, isn't God good? Oh. Well, if you're visiting here or maybe don't know what's happening here, we just had an invasion by the Holy Spirit the last few days, and we've got some special folks here, and we're gonna just do something different today. Let's see here. We want to get comfortable. I want to get comfortable. I don't remember, Todd. I don't remember which hand the goats are on and which hand the sheep's on, so we'll have to just play it by ear. But I want to ask Rochelle and Todd to come up here, and we're going to do something different today. Michelle, since you're the prettiest, why don't you sit in the middle? Okay, well, I don't know which is which, so I feel like a goat half the time, so... But thank God Jesus thinks we're sheep, huh? Y'all just get relaxed there. And you don't mind if you want to move closer, you can. You don't have to, but maybe they'll get us on the screen there. But we're just going to do something different today. If we, I don't know, God started kind of talking to me. It's a little hard sometimes for him to get through to me, but last night and then early this morning, I kind of started getting a picture this, and this, nothing's rehearsed, nothing scripted. We're just going to sit here and talk for a few minutes, if that's all right with you. But this is what I suspect. I suspect that while we're talking, that the Holy Spirit is probably going to touch you if you need touching. I think, Todd, while we're talking, there's probably going to be some people healed, and Rochelle, we won't even have to have anything to do with it. It'll all be the Holy Spirit. And I think some of you need some things in your heart healed and in your mind healed. Some of you need to be restored, refreshed, and renewed. And we have a God that's what he cares about. And I don't know, whatever it is that's in bothering you, I'm believing that you walk out of here today feeling better than you did when you come in. And when you do, don't say it was because any of us said anything. You say it was because the Holy Spirit touched your life. Why don't you give him some praise? Well, I'm going to tell you what, Todd and Rochelle, you guys have just blessed us. Last year, I just felt like the Holy Spirit started something, and I'm not sure we really knew what he started, and I'm not sure we still do, but you came last year and blessed our ladies, you brought Todd this year. I don't know if he blessed anybody else, but he's blessed me already. And we had a little session yesterday in Bob Evans, and they finally ran us out of there. We got too loud, you guys have just blessed us, and God's used you to plant something in our ladies and in our guys, some of our guys' hearts, and not just in this church, but churches all around the area. I just believe that God is beginning to move in a mighty way in our area right here, and he's used you to bless us. And I don't know, I just, Rochelle, why don't you say something to the...
Sometimes it takes somebody from the outside to look in to see what you have. I think you've been here for so long for some of you, and you've served, and it takes an outsider to look in and to awaken you back up to what you have. And one of the things that I will say that you have, and I mentioned this last night, we Googled a few weeks ago, why are Christians so? And the first four words that popped up were mean, hateful, intolerant, and judgmental. I mean, it grieved my spirit. You know, we're supposed to be. I mean, the Word of God says that they will know you are mine by how you love. Right. And the four words that people associate with Christians are intolerant and mean and hateful and judgmental. And I come here, I've probably spoken in 100 churches now. This is the only church that I have stayed overnight to be with the people more, because it is a house of great love. I feel loved. My husband felt loved. And normally I get on a flight and head home to be with my family. And so it wasn't originally planned for Todd to be here. And when they said, would you just stay over? I was like, yes. I felt so loved. We were talking last night. Kaylee came to this church, this young girl over here, beautiful woman over here, because she went on a shopping trip with the ladies of this church. And she said yesterday, I felt loved. And I think the problem is sometimes we think the church is a building and we are the church. And there are people out there that are dying and are hopeless and they're broken because they think Christians are hateful and intolerant and judgmental and mean. And you have this amazing gift that's kind of been confined to this building. And I think the world in this city right now needs you to realize that you don't have to be on this platform to be working for the kingdom. If you're in a nail salon, Tricia, you're working for the kingdom. If you're a teacher, you're working for the kingdom. And I think what this house is going to be is a magnet of the love of God. Is just going to start welling up here when you realize what you really have in a way that it's going to leak out on the streets and people are going to want it. And you know what? There's a lot of pain here because of a tornado. And you know, when you face some great pain, you see pain and you look at buildings and they remind you of pain. But from an outsider that moves in, I have a very different vision. And I don't mean to bring down your pain, but I'm looking at beautiful new buildings. And I was riding with Tara yesterday, and I said, it's such a picture of the restoration of Jesus, you know, in the renewal. Because renewing is not taking you back to what you were. It's taking you to something higher. And so what the enemy meant for harm, that God is saying, look what happens with a clean slate. I got to build something beautiful, and we're seeing a city return better than it was before. But we got to get our eyes off the pain and into what the possibilities happen when God steps in, and not just our city, but in our church and in our lives. And I think that's one reason that God brought us here, was just to share with you that you have this amazing gift of love in this city. This is what I was just talking to Lisa, and she was saying how the homeless people get drawn in. It's because the love is leaking in the alley. And we need to embrace that and welcome that, because everybody has a root. And I met a homeless man the other day who met his wife at Revival. All three of his children were named out of Bible, people of the Bible, Rachel, Caleb, Nathan. You know, strong people, and yet he's homeless because he lost his job, and in 2 months he was homeless. I think Todd said we're all two paychecks away from homeless, 2 months paychecks away from being homeless. And sometimes we cast what happened there. There's always a root, and God's people are just crying out for love, because we weren't called to be intolerant or judgmental or hateful, but we were called to be love. And he says, love never fails. And when we don't know what to do, we love. And I just want to encourage you today, because my husband woke up with the word, I believe, for you. But I just felt in my heart that you don't know what you have. And I want you to know, wherever you work, when you realize that your life was meant for great purpose, this place will be full. Because it's not the job of the pastor and the people on this platform to fill these seats in this building. It's the body. And when you get to a place when you can't help but talk about what he's done in your life, people are going to come where you are and see what you see and experience what you experience. Right. And they're going to have two services, even in a building this size, back to back, because the people just want a taste of the goodness of God.
Praise the Lord. I guess what I really love about you two, and I didn't really get to know you. I got to know you yesterday through your husband, and I just think it's just remarkable what God's done in your lives and put you together, and in spite of pain and in spite of past baggage, and you know, we all have baggage and we all have stuff, and the Holy Spirit, if we let him in there, he just fixes that stuff. And y'all, but I guess what blesses me about y'all are that you're real. You're just real. And you know, I think maybe that's something we're missing in the ministry, in the church, is that we think we got to be something else, or we got to make somebody think we're something else, or, you know, we got to act some different way. But, you know, God takes us just like we are. And when we were the big mess, I mean a bigger mess than we are now, you know, when we were a bigger mess, he gave his son for us. And Todd, just share. I'm telling you what, this man, we went to Bob Evans yesterday morning, and we preached, and we got loud, I guess, but I noticed, I don't know if you noticed, Todd, but folks, we were sitting back by the restroom. They put us way back in the corner, you know, but folks start coming to the rest. I watched some of those people came two or three times, and I watched them as they went by. They were trying to hear what we were saying, and finally they ran us out, and so I took Todd back to the hotel, and in about an hour I had to go pick him back up, and then we did the same thing to Swaski's. But this man loves God, and he has a passion for souls, and I don't know, when we met there was just something, I don't know, just something clicked. But man, you're something else. Share whatever you want to share.
I'm in our town. I'm Rochelle's husband, because she's from there. I'm not from there, so that's how I introduce myself. So I'm Rochelle's husband, and that usually gets me a lot of prayer. And if I say my father-in-law was the DEA of the city, so if I say I'm Ronnie's son-in-law, that gets me a lot of prayer, because Ronnie's the awesome man. When I walked in here the other day, Rochelle had been talking about you guys for a year, and when I walked in here, here's my first thought, that this building speaks to the glory of God. I don't know how you don't worship God. The Bible says that all of creation speaks to the glory of God. You guys that hunt and fish know that some of the most powerful moments with God is when you're all alone on a lake or on a deer stand or else. Everything cries out for the glory of God. And this is what came to my mind, and I've just tried to pour this into Pastor, because I love your pastor, and I want to stop right now and say I honor him as the man of the house. I honor him. You can do better than that. You can do better than that. You got to honor that man. You honor your life sources. That's what God said, and he is a life source to you. You honor him, and honor will be brought to your life when you honor him. But this is what the words in my spirit. And Rochelle said it so beautifully, that what the enemy tried to do to your city, God wants to use as a testimony of his goodness and his glory. And this is the word that when I sat here this morning, that came to my mind. Come back stronger. Come back better. Come back stronger. Come back better. And you have to believe that. Because if you don't believe that, God is not going to violate your free will. He's not going to do that. He wants to use you. When they got to Lazarus' tomb, Jesus said, "You move the stone." Now, wait a minute. Jesus could have looked at that stone and said, "Move," and that stone would have rolled and would still be rolling. Come on, somebody. Don't be sitting in there just because you got your pew today. I'm Cajun. I'll come where you are. He said, "You move the stone." In other words, Jesus is always calling us to participate in what he's doing. And then he called Lazarus out, and then he said, "Now y'all take the bandages off." Your hands, your feet, your smile, your touch, your life, your story, your pain, your discouragement, your issue, your baggage. He is a beautiful, beautiful God who takes great joy in taking the stinky things. Because that's what they said about Lazarus. Said he's going to stink. Man, there's not a person in here that doesn't stink. And it was terrible what happened in your town. Don't blame that on God. I said this to the ladies yesterday. Jesus will not put on you what he died to take off you. Don't you get your theology messed up that God did that. That is a devil that wants to steal and kill and destroy your life and your story and your testimony. But what greater story than this? Joplin made the news for that, but what about a revival or a move of God or the supernatural presence of God coming back to the same place? So CNN started with you on a negative. Why can't CNN start with you on a positive? But you got to believe that. Your outlook affects your outcome. Come back stronger. Come back better. See, this is about Rochelle and I restore. I was thinking about when I heard her preach. He's restored our lives to us. Everything that God's, that the devil's tried to steal us of. My wife and I were down in the lobby today and we were like going, baby, this is our story. He's restored us. He's refreshed us and he's renewed us. And he's taken my wife and I to another level in him. But you got, listen. You've got to understand that no matter your age or your position or where you are, God is not through with you. The greatest joy of your life is to realize that as long as you have breath, you have a story to tell people. And I just want to speak this over the house. Come back stronger. Come back better in the name of Jesus.
I just want to add to that, Todd. That's awesome. And because we forget that so many of you don't know anything about us. And so we might look like we're sitting up here as two people that got it all together. But I want you to know, for those of you who missed this weekend, that if you can go through it, the two of us have been through it. We are a blended family. We know the wounds of divorce. You know, we know the wounds of betrayal, of abuse, of brokenness, of financial destruction. We know what it's like when they said, you have 5 years to live. I mean, if there's somebody here with a story, we probably, one of us has walked to it. But the Word of God said that those who have been forgiven much, love much. And so our passion is not because we've been perfect, but because we have been forgiven of much and we have found freedom. And freedom is a powerful force, and free people will free people.
Praise God. Praise God. I want to read a verse, and then I'll let you guys take off again here. But in the 34th chapter of Exodus, Moses is seeking God, and we all know the story probably, but. But Moses is at a place where he says, you know, you say you know my name and you call me by name but I want to know where you are. I want to know the real you. And his heart's crying out to God. And I put that in our situation, in our life. And we got the best people in the world. I know y'all are getting ready to launch a church, and I know you think your people are, but these are the best people, you know, but we love the Lord, and we know the Lord, and it's like if we were saying, Lord, we know the Word, we know you, we know you can, we know you love us, but Moses says, but I want to see you. You know, hey, we know the Word, God, and we know the Bible's the truth, and we know you're an awesome God, and we know all that, but God, we want to see your power. We want to see the real you. We want you to be with us. And this is what God says to him when he reached out his heart that way. And I'm going to read it out of the New Living. It says, the Lord replied, listen, I am making a covenant with you in the presence of all your people. I will perform miracles that have never been performed anywhere in all the earth or in any nation, and all the people around you will see the power of the Lord, the awesome power I will display for you. And I just thought, that's what God's all about. I like miracles, and some of you probably experiencing some miracles right now, and you don't even know it. And this place, we're gonna see people come out of wheelchairs. We're gonna see people broken limbs come back together. We're gonna see great and mighty works. But you know, the greatest and the most awesome work that He can do is in our heart when we're broken. In our heart when we're messed up. In our heart when we don't know where to go. When we don't know what to do. And He comes in. And He does an awesome work. An awesome work. He's an awesome God. Take off on that while I quit crying. Praise you, Jesus. Jesus is wonderful.
Yes.
He's wonderful.
The next verse, it says, but listen carefully to everything I command you today. Then I will go ahead of you to drive out. And then he goes a bunch of ites. Amorites, Canaanites, Hittites. He will do those miracles in the presence of your enemies. See, we want the absence of those, Pastor. We want to live a life, and if we don't watch out in America, it gets preached that we'll have the absence of all the problems. I found out that God's in the problem. God will do a miracle in them, and I think it's ironic. Pastor's saying he's going to do miracles. God's going to do miracles in this place, as he's never done before, in the middle of the ites. There's somebody here today that you are in the middle of an ite. And you know what I mean, metaphorically speaking. You're going through something right now. God wants to do that miracle in the middle of it. Instead of running from it, run to it. Instead of asking God to remove it from you, ask God to show himself to you in the middle of it. Because what Rochelle and I have learned is that the enemy, I say this to our people all the time, an enemy is a confirmation. Your opposition is confirmation of your destination. So your opposition, somebody ought to get happy today because you have an enemy. Because your anointing is so big, it warrants one. See, if you don't have any opposition today, I'm concerned about you. If you don't have anything coming in, and that's so ironic that he's saying he's going to do it, but go ahead, because those enemies are waiting on you. But those enemies are validation of your destination. Y'all been through some stuff here. I mean, let's talk real. Pull the mask off today. This ought to be the one house in the city where we pull the mask off instead of put the daggum thing on. I said yesterday at the table, so we do a great job of going to God for vertical forgiveness. We do a horrible job of going to one another for horizontal healing. Yes. And the Bible says, confess your faults one to another so that you may be healed. Let's pull the mask off today. Y'all have weathered some very difficult storms in this house. But you're still here. Yes. And it's a testimony that God's not finished. You sit in a strategic, I told this to Pastor, I believe this, you were strategically located, geographically located in the heart of this city. I don't care who's building on the suburbs. Don't bother me who's propping up a church in the suburbs. Our church in Macomb, everybody's moving out, and God said, no, you move in. We on the other side of the tracks, baby, and if you're in the south, you know what I'm talking about. We on the wrong side of the tracks. You know why? Because Jesus is magnetically drawn to the wrong. And so our heart is this: whatever y'all have been through, if you will today allow God to begin to do a new thing in you, a fresh thing in you like those ladies had yesterday. Rocks were throwing down. Rocks were getting picked up. A new thing, a fresh thing. If you will allow God to do that, I'm telling you, the best is yet to come. Your days ahead of you will be better than that. You can't sit in here mully grubbing, belly aching, complaining. If there's a seat by you, it's up to you to get somebody in that seat.
Preach it.
And then let God do what God can do. The Holy Spirit's been saving, healing, delivering for thousands of years before you and I even got here. And he'll be doing it. He's the best at it. But he wants to use us. This house, its best days are ahead. The greatest days are ahead. Do you feel my passion, my guts in a knot? Because I feel like I'm just hitting at a wall. Some of you are going, yeah, I understand. You're going to leave in a little while. Let me just tell you this right now. There are lost people everywhere. There are hurting people everywhere. We could walk out on that main street and start just throwing a rock and it hits somebody on the head that needs God. It's the best days are ahead for this church. You cannot keep looking in the rear view mirror. That's why the window in the front of the car is bigger than the one looking in the back. Because where you're going is a lot bigger than where you've been, friend. You got to get your mind off a past and get it on a future.
Praise God. Todd, real quick, there's somebody watching the broadcast right now, and they're hurting, and they don't know which way to turn, and they don't know what to do. Just speak a word into them real quick. You want to do it, Michelle? Rochelle, go ahead. We don't want to slow you down.
You know,
right?
I would just like to say this. I am so sorry if you're watching this and someone that has claimed to know Jesus has judged you,
yes,
or been intolerant,
yes,
or has been mean or hurtful. And there was probably a season of my life when I was her,
yes,
because I thought I knew him and I did not know him. And the closer you get to the heart of the Father, you see there's a lot of gray areas. But there's one thing for certain, that he is all about love. And he loves us, and his love heals us. And I don't care where you have been. It's not too far from the Father. And he is relentless to pursue us. I had this moment, and I'll just share this, because I think some people say, you know, why haven't I had that moment? And Todd mentioned about the free will. We were driving in a car one day talking about a couple that we had just heard about in counseling. And the couple had 5 children together, but they were not married. And the man says, when we're asking, why have you not married this woman? He says, because I'm keeping my options open. And it grieved my heart that a woman would be so desperate for love that she would stay and continue to have babies with a man that was keeping his options open. Like, it grieved me. Like, our need for love is so deep, and we've projected this love onto a man that can never possibly feel that love. And we're just aching and bleeding for love. And I'm just telling my husband, I would never want to be with you. If I had to beg you, I would never want to be with you if I had to plead for your love. I love Todd, that you just cannot live without me. And I heard so clearly the Holy Spirit say, so do I. So do I. And it was like this revelation moment where the Lord was saying, I want you to choose me. And he doesn't violate our free will. He's not going to beg you. He's going to pursue you. He's going to put things in your life that you might miss if you're not open to them. If your heart is cold and callous, you might not know it. But he's just sitting there saying, I want you to not be able to live without me. And if your heart is longing for something more, it is him. It is him. And he says, and our verse for the weekend was that in Hosea 2, that he said he pulls us into the wilderness and away from our distractions, and he speaks softly to us, and he restores our vineyards. He takes what the enemy tried to take, and he restores us, and he takes our valley of Achor, which is a place of heartache and trouble, and he gives us a door of hope. And it's there that we stop calling him master, and we call him husband. And I know that makes probably more sense for a woman, but I want you to get this, that he wants you to know him on an intimate level. Man or woman, there is something in you that needs to be loved, and it is him, and he is the source of love. And I just want to say on behalf of every believer in this world, we are so sorry. We are so sorry that people that have been mean or neglected you or hurt you or broke you claim to be Christians, because they were not. They were not. And we're going to bring forth, you know, Romans 8:19 says that the world eagerly, the earth yearns or longs for the sons of man to be revealed. And we're about to be revealed. People are going to see who we really are. And they're going to stand up for us and say, no, you're wrong. They are not mean. They are the most loving, forgiving, merciful, graceful people you will ever meet. And if you get a chance, you become one of them.
Yes. Praise God. Praise God. I don't know. I know it's usually what we do at an end of a service, but I don't want to wait till the end, because if there's anybody in here today and if there's anybody watching on TV and you've got this emptiness in you and you've got this void in you and what Rochelle just said, you know that's what you need, I want to give everybody an opportunity just to ask Jesus into your heart, and then we'll go on. And if you're here and you don't know Jesus, if you're watching this and you don't know Jesus, if you go ahead and ask him in your heart, you'll enjoy what we say a lot more better the rest of the time. And so it's not hard. You don't have to change anything. You don't have to. You just have to want him more than you want anything else. And you just have to right now, everybody in here, just say with me, Jesus, come into my heart. I confess you as my Lord. I want to live for you. I need your help. Thank you for saving me. I'm going to live for you. Oh, listen. And praise God. Good. Todd, one of y'all take off here.
Where's Lori? Lori, would you come play for us? I wanted to say to you that I feel like somebody is in here and you feel like you've disappointed God. There's probably not a day that goes by that the enemy doesn't whisper in my ear, there's somebody in here today that you feel like it's too late to be used powerfully by God. It's never over with Jesus. There needs to be a real healing in the house, because we can't help heal other people if we're not healed. You know the old saying, hurting people hurt people. And for many, many years, I hurt people. I hurt them with my words, my actions. I hurt my children. I hurt my family. I've hurt my friends. God's not disappointed in you. There's some students in here right now. Teenagers, listen to me. You're not the church of tomorrow. You're the church of today. There's some students in here that need to run to this altar in a minute and just say, God, use me. There's world changers in here in our students. There's mountain movers. There's culture shakers. There's some students in here. I don't know why I'm looking at you guys right down here. And I have a real heart for men. Our men's ministry at the Wells calls Sons of the House. And God's raising up some sons of the house. Manhood's been attacked in America. And manhood's not coming home sitting on your recliner waiting for your wife to feed you. A man is someone that says, honey, I'll give my life for you. I will love you like Jesus loved the church. You know, follow me, fellas. When it's talking about marriage and a relationship, it gives about 40-something words to women. It gives about 140 to men. What I've learned is this: when men get right, the house gets right. When I'm right, we're right. There's some men today that need to turn to their wife and say, five most powerful words I've ever learned: I'm sorry, I was wrong. Sir, pull off your mask, swallow your pride, step on your dignity, humble yourself before God, and be the priest He called you to be. That the spiritual atmosphere of your house is determined by you. I've been 2 days with ladies that love God. They are jumping all over this place. They're going 90 to nothing. I want to know if there's some guys that'll jump. I want to know if there's some guys that'll run. So you messed up. Okay. You blew it. Okay. Okay. Quit rehearsing it. God's concerned about now. You know what now is? No opportunity wasted right now. No opportunity wasted. There's a now moment. Ladies, we learned it's called Kairos. There's a now. There's a now in your life where heaven and earth intersect one another and God has a divine appointment for you. It's what happened when Jacob's name was changed to Israel and he wrestled with God. It's what Saul experienced on the road to Damascus when he was blind and he came out Paul. God wants to change your name. Names meant identity. God wants to give you a new identity today at Central Christian. He wants a new identity in you. He wants to give your house a new identity. He wants to give this church a new identity. No, I didn't say a new message. The cross is good enough. It'll always be good enough. The cross doesn't need to be fixed today. All we got to do is lift Him up. He said He'll do the rest. Here's what you have to have. And I believe there's some people in the back. You're sitting back there because you're nervous about up here. Man, you know what I like about that slope thing? You can get a run on down that thing. You can just get a run on down that thing. And you know what? It's a whole lot easier to run down here than it is walk out of here. Come on. Listen, it's time. It's a now moment. Don't waste the Spirit of God that has been so good. He is so good. He's a good, good father. And you know why the enemy attacks men so much? And the father in the home is because he wants to distort our view of our heavenly father. And some of us start looking at our heavenly father like we've looked at our earthly father. Let's change that today. He is a good, good father. Every good and perfect gift comes down from the Father of lights in whom there's no shadow of turning. If a son asked a father, would he give him a stone? No, he'd give him bread. He's a good God. He wants to do good in your life. And as they're playing, here's what I feel like needs to happen. The Spirit of God is moving on some of you. Can I help you where we're from? I'm from way south. I'm from below I-10. And listen, I'm from way south. This is how we know God moves in our life, when our heart starts pounding. Come on. You know what I'm talking about? You remember the day you got saved? Man, your heart was just, I thought my shirt was moving. I thought it was, man, I remember the day when I saw my wife in them white pants. Come on, somebody. That was the Holy Ghost. Don't tell me it wasn't. See, listen to me. Right now, your heart's pounding. Watch this. Be obedient. Rochelle taught the ladies that physical obedience precedes spiritual breakthrough. Breakthrough. We talked about breakthrough. Breakthrough. Right now, God's speaking to people. In this altar, you just got to come on. Come on, right now. You're
men, if the Lord's touched your heart, come down here. I'm going to have Todd just speak over you and pray over you. If he's dealt with your heart, you just come on down here.
If you're a man in the house, come on right now. There's anointing in the house. Ladies, come on. Ladies, come on. If your man comes down here, he needs a lady to come behind him and put her hands on him. I believe there's power in agreement.
Yes.
One puts 1,000 to flight, two puts 10,000.
Yes.
So when Pastor Hank and I started praying and believing that God's going to do something new, we got the devil on the run today. There's
yes.
power in our agreement.
Yes. You can leave here just like you came in if you want to. But it's when the Word of God is spoken and when the Holy Spirit shows up with His power, that's when you have to move and take some of that power. And so if the Lord's touching your heart, you come on down here. We're not going to make a spectacle of you or anything. We're just going to believe God. We believe God to do an awesome thing in your life. Do an awesome thing in your family. Do an awesome thing for you.
Could I ask y'all this question? For some of you today, when was the last time you felt Him? You felt Him. See, there's words that God uses, taste and see. I don't believe faith is totally tied to feeling, but I do know this, there are moments where I feel Him. I feel like there's some of you today, you haven't felt Him. And He wants you to feel Him today. I don't know where that came from, but there's some people in here, you haven't felt Him. You haven't felt His touch, that He loves you, that He's for you, that He believes in you, that your story matters and that you're valuable and that you're important and you have purpose. I'm talking to somebody. I know it because I feel it on me. And that's how Rochelle and I know it's for you, because we'll start feeling it. Pastor will feel it, and that's why he says it. If you wonder why we're saying things, we didn't say these things because we got them at the hotel. We got them since we've been sitting here. There's somebody that you need to feel His love. You need to feel that He is for you. He's not against you. He believes in you. There's some young people. You need to come on, man. There's healing in the house. Pastor said it first of all. He's the first thing out of his mouth that God wanted to heal. If there is an area of your life you need healing, maybe right there you just want to stand up. There you go. Just stand up. He wants to heal your body. If there's some emotions, if there's a marriage, if there's a family, look at the healing in the house today. Because see, here's what happens. Until He heals us, we can't help heal. Amen. So what we do is, because we're so broken, and in Louisiana we call it discombobulated. We're so discombobulated, we go out there and it's hard for us to share anything because we feel like we're so, the enemy beats us down, doesn't he, Pastor? And we feel like we don't have anything to offer. By the authority of Jesus, the devil is a liar. You have something to offer, Joplin, Missouri. Do not shrink back from your story. Do not shrink back from what you've been through. Your neighbors need your story. Your coworkers need your story. The students at your school need your story. You do not shrink back. He will give you back everything. Rochelle and I are a living testimony that He will give you back everything the enemy has robbed from you. How many of you lost some joy and need some joy? How many of you lost some peace and need some peace? How many of you had some sleepless nights and you need to rest good tonight? How many of you, He's taken your voice and you need to get your voice back? How many of you, you used to really love Him? He used to really flow through you. You used to pray with people. You used to be a blessing to people, and you've shrunk back. It is time for Him to swell up inside of us again. We're not shrinking back. God needs this house in this city. He needs you to stand up. And so today we declare healing in Jesus' name. Everything in the body has to line up with Jesus. Physical healing in the name of Jesus. From the top of your head to the bottom of your feet, you are made well today in Jesus' name. Emotional healing. We speak to emotions today. We declare peace now. Goodness and kindness. Joy unspeakable in your life today. This is a great day. This is the best day of the first day of the rest of your life. It's a brand new start. There's a new chapter being written in this church. There's a new beginning taking place. The best is yet to come. The chapters of your life. Hey, your life is not over. You have better chapters ahead of you. You got better days ahead of you. It's going to get better. The devil is a liar. Put your foot on his neck. Understand who you are. And begin to live it out. I believe there's healing in the house. There's healing taking place in men. You wanted me to pray over men? You want me to pray over some men? Ladies, touch your man. Touch your I like when my wife touches me. Come on, Trish. Come on. We can't. Never mind. Never mind. Keep it PG here in the house. Ladies, some of you have been carrying the anointing in your house. Your man's been hurting. There's a conflict in our country over manhood. I believe I heard it said over the last couple of weeks, I can accept it, but I don't have to approve of it. In other words, I can accept it, but I don't mean I approve of it. Men today, just lift your hands up to God. Come on, sir. Just lift your hands up to God. Some of you just got free right there because you hadn't put your hands up very high in a while. Father, today we call forth men that the sons of this house would begin to rise up again. That they would first be the priests that they're called by you to be. That they would hunger and thirst afresh again for you. That they would long for your word and long for your presence and long for your touch. And they would wake up in the middle of the night wanting more of you, and they would crave you. So Holy Spirit, fill them afresh and fill them anew today, God. And then I pray that they would be the priest of their homes. They would begin to love their wife like you loved us, God. That they begin to serve and honor and bless and speak kind words. And lift up and call their wife beautiful and speak life to their kids and begin to call their children smart and intelligent and articulate and gifted and talented. That they would begin to speak forth the destiny of their family. And then God, I call them to be the men of this house. That they would not shrink back, but through serving and giving and laying their lives down, they would begin to become a magnet for the men of this community. And so, God, we pray now that you would redeem manhood in this place. Empower us once again to be the world changers you called us to be. And we thank you in Jesus' name.
Rochelle, why don't you pray for the ladies? I think there's ladies in here that are hurting, and they've been hurt, and they don't feel like they can let anybody know it, but the Holy Spirit knows it.
I want to say before I pray real quick, because for the women's event, I kept getting very strong this picture of a vineyard. You know, our lives were meant to bear fruit. He says, I chose you. I appointed you to bear fruit. And I kept saying, ladies, he doesn't want us to be a tree. He wants us to be a vineyard. It was so strong in me. And then today, as I'm here and I'm watching this amazing sight, I wish people on TV could see what I see and all these hands. And I'm looking up and this is the vineyard. It was never meant for us to do it alone. And some of you are worn out and weary because you've been a fruit for a land, when he's calling us to be a vineyard, arm in arm, limb in limb, together raised up, bearing fruit for the kingdom of God. And the greatest fruit is love. People are not going to be able to escape a blessing in this city because the people of God are generous and they're loving and they bless. And that's who you are. And I'm excited about Joplin because there's a vineyard that's been brought forth today and birthed in this church. Now I'm going to pray for the ladies of this house. I'm going to pray, Father God, that you go to her heart. Father God, that you just ransom it. Because the enemy has been after it. And the enemy's convinced her she's not enough. And she's not worthy. And no godly man would love her. And she doesn't have enough talents to be used by God. That she can never get past her past. And that her future is not there because of her past, Father God. And I just want to say this. The devil is a liar. And we want to take back your heart. He wants to say, I'm going to bring it back. I'm going to restore it before the fall. Before the man hurt you. Before the mother left you. Before the friend betrayed you. Whatever happened in your heart to wound you, to steal your voice, to steal your song, to steal your story. We're asking God to give it back, but not just like it was before, to take it to a new level. Girls, ladies, the Lord says to guard your heart, for it is the wellspring of your life. That doesn't mean you put up walls. That means you have the authority to allow who has the ability to speak into it. Right? So no one, not of God, gives you your identity. It comes from the King, and you are the daughter. And I want you to know this in your heart. You are chosen. You are the bride. You are beloved. You are set apart. For a time such as this, you are called by God to change the city. And you might should submit, because that's the way God called us. But even in your submission, you have tremendous influence. You have this amazing heart. You have this amazing ability to raise up children, to influence school systems and homes and your communities. Do not take that for granted, nor miss what you have to offer. If you are here and you are breathing, you have purpose. And you can have the ability in this room, in this house, to say, no longer will the enemy take my voice or my destiny or my man or my babies, because I'm going to believe who you say I am. And I am your daughter, the daughter of the King. Thank you, Jesus, for this house. We pray, Father God, that the love of this house begins to leak in this city. That it's like a magnet to the hurting, to the broken. That they will run here. That they will be touched here. That they will be like the woman at the well. She can't quit talking about it. Because His goodness is inescapable. Thank you, Father, for this house and for the sons of God. The daughters of God that will leave this place today and change this city.
Praise God. Praise God. Give Him some praise. Give Him some praise. Give Him some praise. Woo, He's worthy. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. We praise you and worship you. Glory to you, God. Glory to you, God. Todd just said something to me. And it's something that I've been waiting to say or waiting to hear. And he said, I just felt a shift. I just felt a shift. There's a shift in the spirit. There's a shift in your life. The shifts in your family. The shifts in this church. We're not going to let the devil have this town. We're going to reach them for Jesus. Woo, glory to God. Let me just say something, ladies. And hopefully some guys today. But if the Holy Spirit has stirred up something in your heart, don't let the devil put out the fire. And don't wait for me to approve everything that this church does. We got to take the land. We got to take our territory. We got to win this area for Christ. He'll make a difference. He'll make a difference. So don't hold back. Don't hold back. I want some of you to be coming to me saying, Pastor, I'm afraid I'm going to be too wild. I'm afraid I'm going to get too crazy. I'm going to do like the guy at the ball game said. He said, go crazy. Go crazy for Jesus. How about that? Todd and Rochelle. Okay, as soon as you get there, go ahead. I'm going to pray for y'all as soon as you get done there. Glory to God. Has anybody felt the presence of the Lord today? He wants to do this every day. Not just in a service like this. He wants to do this in your life every day. I'm just going to say, man, Holy Spirit used y'all to get right in the middle of our stuff. You just right in the middle of our stuff. And I don't know, but the Holy Spirit's built some kind of a bond here, and we're not separate anymore. We're together now. What's the name of y'all's town?
Town is Macomb.
Macomb. I never heard of Macomb. Did any alligators in Macomb? Is it Macomb, Mississippi? And they're getting ready to launch a church. And we're probably going to do something here in the near future to help them launch that church. But God's given them an old Budweiser building. Huh? Old Budweiser building. And now he's going to put the gusto in that building, man. And he showed me a text yesterday. He got a text and a picture that somebody had just sold some land, and they gave a check for $16,000 to the ministry. I just want to say, as the pastor, I just want to thank you for helping my people. Thank you. They didn't just get in the middle of our stuff. They just trampled all over it. You know? And I just believe. I know their heart. And their heart is for God. And I just thought it'd be good for us to just pray for them and bless them as they go on. Have they blessed you? Have you been blessed this week? I just believe God's got something for y'all. You notice we put you in the middle. God was in the middle. And I did figure out you were on the right hand there. So I guess I was the goat. So, Father, we just hold Todd and Rochelle up before you. God, you've used them to bless us so abundantly the last few days. We won't know. We'll be seeing this for weeks and months, what you're doing, because something broke loose here this weekend. And God, we of course give you all the praise and all the glory for it, but thank you for sending them. And Lord, I just ask that you do something special for them. I've just felt, ever since I knew they were coming, I've just felt special anointing, different anointing. And God, I don't know what that means, but put it all over them. Put it all in them. God, show them things that are exceedingly abundantly above anything they ever thought of, anything they ever asked for. Just fill them with your presence like they've never been filled before. And I ask you, Holy Spirit, to operate those gifts that you've put in them more powerfully than you've ever operated them before. Let them see those gifts. They've got gifts in them that they don't even know is there yet. And Father, they've come and given everything they had for us. I'm just asking you to bless them abundantly. I'm asking you, Father, to move on them, use them. And Father, together, we're all part of what you're going to be doing in this last day. We're part of what you're starting. And so, Father, we just thank you right now. Thank you for the blessing that you sent us in Todd and Rochelle. We thank you and we love you. Praise the Lord. Y'all might want to tell them you love them. And we will, just so you know, just so don't spring it on you, but I think the Lord would love for us to plant some seed in their new church. So next week I'll tell you about that. But if you're interested in doing that, you're welcome. You don't have to wait till next week. But I just think we're gonna plant some seed, because I got a funny feeling that, what's the name of that, Macomb? Where's that from? Jackson. 1 hour from Jackson, down by Hattiesburg, okay, I went right by there. So I just got a feeling that there's going to be an outbreak down in that area, and I want us to be part of it. So we're going to sow some seed, and we'll talk about that next week. How about that? But Hey, love y'all. Thank you for being here. Get a chance. Tell Todd and Rochelle how much you appreciate them. Let's give them one more hand. Give them one more hand. Now give Jesus a hand. Hey, I love you. Glad you're here today. You be blessed. And tell somebody you love them and whatever else you're supposed to do. Love you.